This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And it's kind of a case study on entrepreneurship. And Gwyneth, I think my recommendation is that you take the training and you go to the government-funded entrepreneurship training, learn how to be an entrepreneur. According to what your teachers are going to tell you. And while you're doing that, I would really try to prepare to start your own business. I really would. And, you know, if you think about a class, if you look at one of the questions I ask when I teach entrepreneurship is, of all the people you know, who are the best off? Are they the employees or are they the entrepreneurs? Are they the business owners or are they the employees? Who's better off? And 100% of the time, 100% of the time, the students in my classes, I'm talking about in-person classes, will tell me that the business owners are better off than employees. Why would they say that? Well, because if you are a business owner and you're in charge of your own business, I'm not talking about a great big business. I'm talking about, you know, a small enterprise. You're in control of your own life. You get the benefits or the disbenefits of your decisions. You make bad decisions, you suffer the pain. If you make good decisions, you enjoy the rewards. I think it's a great way to go. Now, it's hard work. I mean, here at the farm, it's nothing but work. But it's rewarding and enjoyable. It's hard. And you would think that someone who provides, you know, some of the finest quality beef in the world would be rolling in dough, right? No, it's not the case. It's not the case because farmers are looked down upon. You know, when people ask me, what do I do for a living? I tell them, if I tell them anything, I'll tell them I'm a farmer. And they think, that poor guy, you know. Probably ignorant, doesn't know much, doesn't have any, you know, any money. And some of that's true. Not all of it. But farmers are not looked upon with high regard. And I'm okay with that. Because I look at the people who think of me as an ignorant farmer, I look at them as exactly how they look at me. Ignorant. Gwyneth, any comments about the things I've said?
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, if you're any sort of farmer, no matter what you're growing or producing on your farm, you're going to have to realize how things really operate pretty quickly or you're just not going to survive. So you have to realize how things grow. About nutrition, about soil health, about animal health, you know, and you begin to realize that what you're involved in is a tightly interconnected web of being. Okay, and that might sound an esoteric concept, but really it's not, because you might think of yourself as being a cow farmer, Vincent. And I know that you're a grass farmer, but did you know that you're a soil farmer, that you're a fungus farmer, that you're an oak tree farmer, that you are a, you know, that even the birds that nest in your oak trees, they contribute to your farm. because they poop. And the poop contains grass seeds, and it contains phosphate, and it contains, you know, potassium and nitrogen. So it's a fairly complete NPK fertilizer. And because you have oak trees on your farm and the birds nest in the oak trees, I'll bet the grass that grows underneath those oak trees is nicer grass than the grass that grows in the open field, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that right?
And you're absolutely right. And yes, I am a grass farmer. And, you know, if we grow lousy grass, we'll have undernourished cattle. And there will be ripe for disease and short life expectancies, and they'll be unhealthy. And then if people eat the meat from the cows that eat poor quality grass, they'll be unhealthy. So you're absolutely positively right. It's a tremendous web of dependencies and interdependencies. And that's what people don't understand about farming. Farming is really complex. And then you have to be a forecaster. You've got to be able to predict the weather. And you have to be able to predict rainfall. And you have to know about pH. There are a lot of things that you need to know about. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade the nonstop learning for an easier lifestyle. And, you know, if you think about it, Gwyneth, here at USA Prepares, we talk about these things, and we can talk about these things because we understand these things, because we've learned about them, and we live them, as compared to other broadcasts who just read and regurgitate without doing, just reading and regurgitating. And if you think about it, the people who are the biggest names in broadcasting are people who don't do it, meaning they don't live the life that we live. They have people that do it for them. People even go shopping for them. People who cook and clean and paint and roof and mow their lawns. And they have accountants. And they have people who prepare what they have to say. It's amazing. It's amazing how little these people who are famous broadcasters, it's amazing how little they actually know about a lot of things. Do you really think that these big name broadcasters prepare their own taxes, fix their own roofs, change their own oil, cook their own meals? Or do you see pictures of them enjoying meals at the finest restaurants, wearing the finest clothing? The answer is they don't prepare their own taxes. They've got a guy. They got a guy that prepares their own taxes. They've got a legal team. They have writers. They have people who help them with the broadcast notes. People who give them briefs on what to say. And some people in the public media even read from a teleprompter. Those would be called newscasters. Or news regurgitators. Or the propaganda machine. So, really, on ground zero, it's really tough. It's really tough to have a job that can pay the bills. And the bottom 93%, of which I am a member, get to feel what it's like. All of your instructors are at the bottom 93%. Most people are. And by the way, if you look at the top, the top are consuming way more of the Earth's resources than we are individually. Because I dare to say, I don't think many of you have a 500-foot yacht and a fleet of helicopters. And a jet or two or three. You know, private planes. And a chauffeur. I'll bet most of you don't. So at ground zero, it's a lot harder than the media would let you believe. Way harder. However, the rest who don't have the skills, who live in the cities, are not going to be able to make it. unless they escape the cities. I firmly believe that. And you look at any civilization. If you look at warfare, like World War I, were the cities bombed? Of course they were. Because that's where the infrastructure was. Shut down the cities, you shut down everything. Now, the farms were invaded because that's how the enemy got to the cities, going from outside the city to inside the city. London was bombed. Dresden was bombed. Japan was bombed. France was bombed. Russia was bombed. Gwyneth, I don't see any way that we're going to be able to get through this without hard work and getting out of Dodge. There's no other way. I don't see a possibility. A store clerk at the big box store, what does that person have to offer that is absolutely necessary? What do the biggest businesses in the world offer that are absolutely necessary? What does Verizon, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular have to offer that's absolutely necessary? What does Elon Musk have to offer that is absolutely necessary? Would that be a Tesla? Would that be Starlink? Would that be satellite communications? Would that be a tunnel in the ground to get to the city faster or to get to London faster? Or the rocket city built? Are they necessary? Is Microsoft necessary? I submit to you it's not. I submit to you that none of the biggest, fastest growing businesses that we've seen in the last 20 years are necessary. Not one. Facebook is not necessary. Twitter is not necessary. Instagram is not necessary. What is necessary is the electric utility companies, machine manufacturers, tool and die makers, people who know how to work the presses, the drill presses, the lathes. Those people are necessary. They actually make the things that contribute to life. They make the machines that make the machines. But is Microsoft necessary? No. We've done it without Microsoft. We've done it mechanically. We've painted ourselves into a corner, and most people are not going to get out. People who have the electric cars, people who have the fancy computerized everything. Dishwashing manufacturers don't even think that you know how to wash your dishes or do your laundry. They've got machines that have sensors that take the guesswork out. The guesswork, that's planning. They call it guesswork, I guess. Gwyneth, I just can't believe how stupid people have become. We have sensors to tell you when the food that you put in your refrigerator should be discarded because it's gone past its safe edible date. We have computer programs when you go to buy something at the store that you can click on the reorder tab, you know, in case you forgot what you used to buy. People used to plan. People used to write lists. You know, leave a list on the kitchen table. Okay, next time we go to the store, we need to get this and this. Oh, and we need to go to the hardware store and get that. And then we need to get the car part, and we need to get the gasoline and the oil. And don't forget the hinges. And let's get the rake. And that fan belt. We don't do that anymore. There's a guy for that. Just bring the car in, you say, hey, it's making a noise. The guy will fix it. He knows what's wrong with it. Really? Does he really know?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I know I've been on a soapbox for the last, I don't know, 10 minutes. But here's an exclamation point. Gwyneth is an environmental scientist. She can maybe flesh out some of this. So it just came out in the last couple of days that in Miami, Florida, Miami-Dade County in Florida, the state of Florida, United States of America, they are running out of space for their landfills. They will run out of space in 3 years. Maybe 2.5 years. 2026. At the same time, it looks like it's going to cost the average homeowner about $20,000 each to connect to sewer lines because the septic systems are overflowing because the ground can't absorb any more water. So the sea level's rising. Florida is at sea level, a couple of feet above. It's flat, and the hydrostatic pressure of the seawater pushing in, and the sea level rising is causing the salt water to contaminate the groundwater, the drinking water, and the sewage has no place to go except up. So it's overflowing. So what's happening is when it rains, the storm sewers are overflowing with sewage. In Miami, we're looking at about 108,000 septic systems that are in trouble. Now, they used to work, right? So what happens when you have high density, a lot of people, all in the same place, a lot of water has to be brought in to that city. And a lot of sewage has to be disposed of. So it's either dumped in the lake, the river, the ocean, or on the ground. Have you ever flown over Phoenix, Arizona? I have. I couldn't believe it. We're flying for like 20 minutes and we're still over Phoenix. And the first thing that came to my mind is, what happens if everybody were to flush their toilet at the same time in Phoenix? What would happen? I think it would look like Miami. Gwyneth, any comments about these ramblings?
I just want to point out something, that the world's not running out of food. The world's not running out of land. There's not too many people in the world. The problem is this. People can't or won't grow their own food. That's simple. Anyone can grow their own food. But people will not grow their own food. People will not put in a food garden on whatever land they happen to have access to, even if it's the balcony of their rented flat apartment. They won't do it. They may never have done it before. That's really not an excuse, because you can start. You can learn. We are tremendously blessed. We are blessed beyond measure because we have the internet and we have YouTube. And you can learn anything you want from the YouTube University. You have any topic that takes your fancy and you want to know about it, you go to YouTube and you type in the search term that you think you need to know about. And there's going to be a whole list of YouTube videos about it. There's at least going to be two or three if it's an obscure topic. But there's probably going to be 20 or 30 or 40 videos on whatever topic you want to know about. People ought to be watching YouTube videos on a consistent basis, but not random stupid cat videos or you know. I take sticky tape across my porch and then I let my dog loose and see what they did. Did they go through the sticky tape or didn't they? That's a stupid YouTube video. You know, watch a YouTube video on how to get a three legume seed to sprout so that you can go out and buy some three legume seeds like mesquite or acacia or carob. Watch those videos. Don't get some
anything
seed
from recent news
and put it into practice.
Unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith announcing new charges against former President Donald Trump. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani had this to say to Smith.
You don't get to violate people's First Amendment rights, Smith.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is still hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states now. A man driving a stolen SUV is in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar after there was no winner in last night's drawing. Friday's drawing worth an estimated $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth, I was thinking about what you were saying. And so for tomatoes here in Missouri at a farmer's market, tomatoes for a medium-sized tomatoes is a dollar for one tomato. And if you bought six tomato plants at the beginning of the season and you spent $2.50 for them, for all six, you could probably get 100 tomatoes easily out of those six plants. So for $2.50 worth of plants, and of course some compost, and maybe if you have some fertilizer lying around, just to get the plants started, and if you watered them, you could get 100 tomato plants or $100 worth of plants for an investment of about $2.50, plus some labor. That's only part of the equation. The rest of the equation is that you won't have the pesticides and all the rest of it and the herbicides on the fields where you are growing your tomatoes. You make sure you use good soil that's chemical-free. That's what we're talking about. So are you better off with growing your own tomatoes and peppers and corn and potatoes and sunflowers and all the rest of it, or are you better off buying it? One of the reasons for growing your own is so that you know how to grow your own. So as food becomes more and more scarce, you'll have some. And Rich and I were talking about this offline, and it looks like the forecast for harvest for the world is enough for two-thirds of us. So one-third of us is going to starve. Or everybody's going to be hungry, except for, of course, the wealthy. That's why you need to grow your own food. You need to be independent. And what we're teaching here at USA Prepares all the time is how you can become more independent of the system, more independent in every way. Learn how to do everything. Learn how to raise animals. Learn how to train animals. Learn how to garden. Learn how to fix your cars, your automotive equipment, your machinery. Learn how to use a rake, a shovel, and a hoe, and a fire. And learn how to repair and build. That's what you have to know how to do. You have to know how to do everything. And it's a lifelong journey. And you need to work with your entire family. You all need to pull together in the same direction. It doesn't work if you're at the dinner table and your children are on their cell phones, texting, underneath the table. It doesn't work. You all need to be pulling the same direction. You need to avoid making mistakes of all kinds. Mistakes must be avoided at all costs. They're expensive. One cannot afford carelessness and recklessness. Vehicle came into the shop and has a cracked wheel. A cracked wheel. Because someone hit something so hard that it cracked the wheel. No problem.
No.
Just get a new wheel, right? Of course it damaged plies of the tire. So just one tire and one wheel, except for one thing. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle. So all the tires have to be the same tread depth, the same make, the same model, the same everything, same amount of wear. So that means four tires, not one, four. And the wheel, no problem, except they stopped making them. So you have to find a salvage yard that will sell you one wheel, but that's really hard to do. So what you find is an individual who's willing to sell the wheels, but he doesn't want to sell one, because what's he going to do with the other three? So he only wants to sell them in a four-pack, because he has four wheels to sell because his car doesn't run. So he's selling the parts. So he sells four wheels, then you get four tires. Now you're looking at, because someone crashed into a pothole or some concrete parking barrier at too high of a speed, being careless or reckless, now it's four tires and four wheels. You can't afford to have mistakes being made by careless people in your circle. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. We've all got to learn how to do things for ourselves. There's no two ways about it. And that includes your electricity, your water, your food, chicken. And personally, if you have the land, okay, I would add to that list horses. And if you've never owned a horse before, fork out the money and buy a horse that is properly broken, thoroughly broken, and invest a bit more money in a local riding school and get at least a few lessons. This is it, because the motor vehicle transport is going away, and you are going to have to still be able to get from A to B somehow. And that's just how it is. But you certainly, even if you don't have that sort of land, you need to still invest in, for example, some chickens for eggs. You need to invest in seeds of vegetables. You need to invest in fruit trees. You need to, at the appropriate time of year, which is either best time to plant fruit trees is generally in the autumn or in the fall, or maybe in the very, very early spring as soon as the ground is thawed. But fruit trees, nut trees, this is what you need to do. Because if you have some fruit and nut trees and some chicken, and I would say some tree legume trees, such as in a colder climate, Siberian pea shrub will grow in everywhere from the subarctic to zone 5 or zone 6. And then once you're getting up to zone 7, then you can begin to put in trees like, semi-arid types of tree legumes. Like, what is it? Tagashasti. And these sorts of trees. They will make seeds. They will feed your chicken. You don't just think about food for yourself. You also need to think about food for your animals. And the reason why we say chickens is because they lay eggs. And you can use those eggs to feed your cats and your dogs, as well as yourself, because 4 eggs has the nutritional equivalent of a piece of steak. Yeah, it's sort of a medium-sized piece of steak. So this is it. You've got to begin thinking about what you're going to do, because things are going down really quickly. The supply chain is almost broken. There is a builder, another builder in Victoria, that has just gone broke in the last week. And that builder is called Hunt Home. And they had a factory where they built demountable houses. You know, the sorts of houses that they build in a factory, put on the bed of a flatbed truck, and have a crane, and then transport the house to your block, put some stumps in, and then bolt the house to the stumps and connect the services. So that within a matter of days, you go from having an empty block of land to a home that you can live in. Well, one of those sorts of builders, they had 16 contracts that they were working on, 1/6 contracts that they were working on, and they've gone broke. And some of the houses are in the process of being installed on their land. Some of them are in the factory. And they're all in various states of completion. Now, who's going to complete them? Yeah. Some of these people have got the contract. They've put the stumps in. They're waiting for their houses. Their houses may never ever show up. And all that they'll be left with is a bunch of concrete piers sitting in their residential or rural block of land. Now, I have a personal opinion of how this is going to go. It's going to lead to complete economic collapse of our present system, a complete governmental collapse. utter, full of empire, full of Rome. If that's the case, which I believe that it is, we will have to know how to build our own houses, as well as have our own gardens, have our own poultry, have our own livestock, sheep, cattle and horses, and possibly pigs if you're so inclined to have pigs. But if you're going to have pigs, what are you going to feed them on? A pig is a hungry creature. A pig is a very hungry creature. You've got to have some quite considerable excess production in your vegetable garden, at least, to be able to feed at least two pigs. And you're not just going to be feeding two pigs, you're going to be feeding 1,000 or more pigs at a time. You've got to be able to feed them all. This is what you've got to consider. And nobody's going to do it for you. You're going to have to do it for yourself. You're going to have to learn it. And it might seem daunting. Well, yes, but what's more daunting is starving to death. And you got people starving to death now. I was watching a YouTube video. There was a man, and his unemployment benefits got cut off, from all the events of the last few years, he ended up having mental health problems. The Social Security Administration in his area was trying to contact him, couldn't contact him, so they cut off his unemployment benefit, and the man starved to death before his social worker figured it out. And when he died, he was 4.5 stone. And this happened recently. This happened in the last few months. And somebody included it in a documentary and put it on YouTube, this man's case. Now, that one man, how many others like him are out there? We don't know. Could be thousands for all we know. It's not getting reported. But if it's happening to one man, sure as anything, it's happening to others. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely does. And when we come back, I'm going to read an update from the Missouri Department of Agriculture. It's about, hey, you won't believe it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I got an email from the Missouri Department of Agriculture this week. And it says, Missouri Department of Agriculture updates hay directory website. New platform makes it easy for producers to find hay in drought. Jefferson City, Mo, the Missouri Department of Agriculture announces changes to the department's online hay directory, making it even easier for sellers and buyers of hay. The department manages the online hay directory where livestock producers can search for hay made available by other producers in Missouri and other states. Continuing the quotes, times are tough in this extensive drought, said director. Said Director of Agriculture. I'm thankful our team is able to provide resources to producers statewide. With new updates to the hay directory, it will be even easier for producers to find what they need and ensure the hay is available for their livestock. How about that? So, how much is hay? Well, it's at $150 a roll. A few years ago, it was $30 to $35 a roll. You've heard me say that. This is 5X. 5X. So if you think that when we talked about hyperinflation, we were kidding, there's absolute proof positive. Hyperinflation is here. And there are many reasons. Yellow freight is kaput. Yellow freight's out of business. They had 15% of the freight hauling in the United States of America, and they're done. They couldn't make it. And then people said, well, they didn't charge enough. Really? They didn't charge enough. Have you shipped anything lately? Gosh. So we're in hyperinflation. Food prices are out of sight. Tomorrow I'll talk about French fries. Sam's sells French fries, Sam's Club. They are an inch to 2 inches long. These are French fries. And they come from another country. We can't even make French fries in the United States. Gwyneth, it's as serious as a heart attack. And most people, I mean, our class gets it. Our class is the smartest, I believe, in the world of radio. I absolutely positively believe that. But most people don't get it. And they're going to come knocking on our doors saying, oh, we're hungry. And what are we going to do? Are we going to feed them? Are we going to give them half and everybody starves? What are we going to do? It's a mess. And it's all over the world. And our governments have made this, enabled all of this. And that's why our governments want to kill us. That's why our governments have unleashed COVID-19. And that's why we haven't bombed China. Because we were in on it. All the countries are in on it. Let's let this thing go airborne. Then let's scare everybody and let's give them injections. And let's let them die and let's let them think that we're trying to save them. And there'll be less of us. And then the ones that are left are these young, stupid people who don't get it and don't know how to do anything. So they'll be docile and they'll be compliant and they'll do whatever we tell them to do. That's what I see. Gwyneth, have I lost my mind?
No, I think that is their opinion of how things are going to go. But regarding the hay situation, there is another answer, and that is learn how to manage and improve your own pasture. And if you do that, then there may not be a need for hay. But I think that a lot of farmers are going to have to sell off some of their herd.
Gwyneth, we've already done that. We have already done that.
Yeah.
We did it 2 years ago, we did it last year, and we just did it again. We are reducing our stocking rate.
And we've reduced enough grass to feed the cows that you've got, right?
Right, that's exactly right. And we limed our fields with hundreds of thousands of pounds of lime to increase the fertility, increase the vigor, increase the growth. So we're pulling out all the stops in order to save the farm. That's literally what we're doing and have been doing. And it's a tough uphill battle. It really is. And we're being lied to at every turn. You know, it looks like it's going to rain any second. And the weather report, no rain in sight. Can you imagine that? And people are going to have to learn how to forecast their own weather. Something that we've taken for granted for decades. You know, let's just check the weather and see what we're going to get. Can't even trust that. Class, it's back to... here it is. It's really simple. You know, economic systems require faith and trust in the currency. And society requires trust. It means people can't lie. But that's not happening. People are lying at every turn.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.